Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right. I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell everybody they can tune in to the radio show and listen to the activities we're talking about. Now, they can pull up the radio show on Blog Talk Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. That's how you can find it on the computer, so you can listen to my radio show from the computer. Or you can call me on your cell phone at 323-870-4366, and you can listen to the radio show on my cell phone. So, everybody, tune in to the radio show, because it's going to be the best radio show on the planet. And I'm entertaining you right now from 3 to 4 o'clock. So get all the kids to sit in front of the radio or sit by the cell phone and listen to the activities that I'm talking about. Tell all your workers at work that you're listening to G Money on the radio, and you let them know that they're sitting in the house with nothing to do. They need to turn on the radio show and get a laugh or two, because I'm on the radio. I'm G Money, and I'm so funny, I make them laugh out loud. I make them move the crowd. Yes, I do. So, the first thing I want to know is, what's the weather like in your neighborhood? Well, in Las Vegas, it's hot. It's about 80 degrees, and it's beautiful outside. The sun is shining. The skies are blue. It's beautiful. And it's a great day to be in Vegas, except everything is shut down because we know the virus has attacked all of the cities in America, and they have come to attack the city of Las Vegas. So all of the casinos are shut down. They are shut down. There's no activities going on the Las Vegas Strip or in any of the casinos in Las Vegas. So there's no activities. There's no entertainment at all in Las Vegas. Everything is shut down. The restaurants are all shut down. All of the businesses are shut down. The only thing open are the hospitals and the convalescent homes, and a couple of restaurants are open. But other than that, there's nothing else going on in Vegas. There's nobody on the Strip. You know, I was going down the street coming to work, and there wasn't a soul on the street, not a person at all, not a living soul walking down the street, even though anybody that's out has a mask on to make sure they're not catching the virus. So they're covered up. And they have gloves on their hands to make sure that when they wash their hands, they put gloves on to keep their hands clean, to make sure they don't put their hands in their face because that's how the virus is transferred. So it's transferred in the air, and it's transferred by personal hygiene. So you got to take care of yourself, people. So we're locked in, and we're sitting in the house, and if you don't have anything to do, well, G-Money's on the radio, and I'm bringing you something to listen to. For the next hour, I can be your entertainment. So you get your family, you get your kids, and everybody sit by the computer and listen to the story. Because G-Money has the entertainment time for you right now. All right. Well, we talked about the weather. It's beautiful outside. Yes, it is, but nobody's out there. So don't worry about coming to Vegas anytime soon, because the virus has run everybody in the house. And there's no sports going on in Las Vegas. Nowhere. Nowhere, no how. So we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around, and they weren't dancing, they were just sitting at the table, either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around. I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance. And they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me, and I would have them on the dance floor sweating because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired.
Country, fishing in the street. So I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see it can't fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from?
We have a store on storytimewithgmoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products. Everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs, a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. Sarah High School in Gardena, California is doing a fundraiser, and they're having a golf tournament as their fundraiser to raise money for the tuition for some of the kids that go to Sarah High School. So look on the internet and look up Unipero Sarah High School so that you can participate.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell everybody to pull up a chair and listen to the radio show as we get down. I have some interesting things going on the radio, but this is the best radio show on the planet. Well, I have a special guest. G Money, the Pimp Cop, is in the studio, and I think he wants to tell you some jokes. So, G Money, take it over. Do what you do, man. Hello, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a joke I want to tell you. There was a man that was stranded on a tropical island, and he had been on the island for a while. And one day this woman swam up to the island, and she walked up on shore and took her oxygen tank off and dropped it on the ground by the sand on the shore. And she walked over in her swimsuit, and she asked the man, she said, when was the last time you had a cigarette? And he said 11 years ago. And she went in her sleeve on her wetsuit and unzipped the sleeve and pulled out a pack of Camel cigarettes. And she popped the cigarette in her mouth. Then she pulled out a lighter and lit it. And then she passed the cigarette to the man. And he smoked it with pleasure. And then she said, "So, when was the last time you had an alcoholic drink?" And he said, 11 years ago. And so she went into her other sleeve on her wetsuit, unzipped it, and pulled out a flask, an alcohol flask, and passed it to him. And he took the top off, and he took two big swigs. And he said, boy, that's good. And she got all sexy and was looking at him with a smile. And she said, "So, when was the last time you played around?" And he said, 11 years ago. And she started unzipping her sweatsuit. And she got down to her belly button. And he said, "Oh, my God. Don't tell me you have a set of golf clubs in there." And she said, "No, stupid. I was going to have sex with you. But obviously you've been on this island much, much too long." That's my joke for today. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. And when you hear about it, you tell somebody that I'm G Money and I'm so funny. I move the crowd. I can make you laugh out loud. All right, I'm turning the show back over to G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Okay, G, the show is all yours. All right, well, that was G Money, the pimp comic. And he'll be live in concert as soon as the virus passes Las Vegas. So I want you to get to know him and get to learn his jokes and to understand that he's very funny. So you can look forward to seeing him live in concert when the virus is over. He'll be live on the strip somewhere and we'll announce it when he's going to be in concert. Okay, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I was working at a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes, and then he paid me, and he walked off, and I was sitting there talking to the kids and some other people showed up and he came back and he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office and remember the windows are all painted. So I'm in there. And I asked the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
The names of those we love are written on our hearts, and we search till we find in this jungle of confusion something that reminds us how we love each other. Then I think I found the clue, because I'm certain I remember. My window, I see. but the love in our eyes is an endless summer, is a joy that magnifies each time we touch each other. And it feels like deja vu as my heart reveals how I remember you. Day after day, I'm amazed how our loving testifies in every way. It resembles forever, abandons us never. Like the sun, light that shines, like the fragrance of the rose, no single word defines. We are tuned to the sound that displays creation that our lives revolve around, and searching for each other. From a million hearts we choose, you remember me and I remember you. Day after day, I'm amazed how our love intensifies in every way. It resembles forever, abandons us never.
At a self-serve gas station. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And then he paid me and he walked off. And I was sitting there talking to the kids and some other people showed up. And he came back and he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." So I said, "Okay." I said, "Kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes." And I walked into the office and remember the windows are all painted. So I'm in there and I ask the man, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he tells me a flavor. And I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes. And when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located. I'm running for president in 2020. I'm running against President Donald Trump. I got to sit him down, and I got to take over the nation. You know, I got to put things in proper order, make things right on the good foot. That's right. So, vote for G Money in 2020. Tell all your friends. And send all your money to G Money. Help me out with my campaign. Buy G Money gear to support G Money. Because I'm running for president in 2020.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents. So tell everybody that you know that they can pull up their computer and listen to the radio show anywhere around the world. Or they can pull up their cell phone and dial the phone number and listen to the radio show on their cell phone anywhere around the world. That's right. So I want you to listen to the activities that I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm entertaining you because I know you're at home and you're not going to school and you're not going to work and you're sitting at home because the virus has you locked down. So stay inside. Put your feet up, put your head back, and relax. Get a drink and relax for your entertainment pleasure, because that's why I'm here. I'm on the radio to entertain you. So before we get on with the radio show, I thought I'd sing you a song. I wrote a song, but I haven't gotten the music for the song yet. But I'm still working on it. So I want you to hear the song, and you tell me what you think. It's going to be a country western song, and it goes like this. I ain't going to waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't going to waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit. I ain't going much further. I waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. I've waited 3 weeks for you to come to me. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit, but I ain't going no further. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. I got other girls waiting on me to come to them. Going down just a little bit. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going no further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going no further. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house, but I'm waiting for you. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house, but I'm waiting for you. I'm sleeping in my car because you put me out of the house, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer, and I'm getting drunk, but I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer, and I'm getting drunk, but I'm waiting for you. I'm sitting in my car drinking a six-pack of beer, and I'm getting drunk, but I'm waiting for you. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. Going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, going down just a little bit, but I ain't going much further. I ain't gonna waste no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you to come to me. I ain't wasting no more time waiting on you. And that's the end of that song. And I like it. That's country western at its best. And it's going to be real cool when I have the music to go with the song. So be listening for it. And then you can buy it on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where all the songs are located. You can buy the whole album called Storytime on storytimewithgmoney.com. And you can buy the comedy album on the same website, storytimewithgmoney.com. And the stories are for sale for $9 for an hour and a half of storytelling pleasure. For $9. And you can buy the song and the story, the comedy album, on storytimewithgmoney.com. Yes, you can. You can find him there on Storytime with gmoney.com. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
So I was standing out on the steps of my bungalow, and one of my students, a little cute little girl, she was light-skinned and had big freckles on her face, and her mother had dressed her up with a white sweater and white jeans, and she just looked so darling. And while she was talking to me, she had her punch in one hand, and she had her pizza in her other hand. And this little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand. And he took off running, and I lost it.
Get your foot back down now. I am here for some fun. It is hot in this desert. Where's all the humming people at? Where they at? Say it loud. Humping your back, sucker. Oh! Put your back down, face your round. The fish is up. Where's all the humming people at? Where they at? Stay it loud. hump in your back.
This little boy reached under the steps and slapped the punch out of the girl's hand and got punch all over her white clothes. And then he slapped the pizza out of her hand and he took off running. And I lost it. And I took off running after this little boy. And every time I got ready to put my hands on him, he would fake to the right. And I would slide by him. And then I'd start running again. And I'd get ready to grab him again. And he'd fake to the left. And I'd slide on by him. And I'd be like, "Ooh, I'm going to catch him," and I'd be so mad. And he was running around the school, and he ran into the boys' bathroom. My comedy album is going to be a big hit, so get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. I'm Gregory Gerard, Big Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me and putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show, and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366 and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer. And he will make sure I get the message. And I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start. Next year is going to be a big year for us. We're going to have a lot of things. I got money coming from Washington, D.C. to help the homeless in Las Vegas. We're going to be housing homeless people and housing kids and paying for restaurants to cook food for the homeless. Yeah, when I take over as president, that's how it's going to be. So support G Money. I'm putting it down, and I'm taking over the country and setting everything right.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas? And everybody around the world, This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show, but we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody you know can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. We got great music on the air. We got great stories. We got great jokes. Oh, and when time permits, we will have sports and we will have news on the radio. Yes, we will have it all once the activities allow for the other activities on the show. But right now we got the virus, and the virus is attacking everything. It's stopping us from having sports. It's stopping us from having any kind of local news except to talk about the virus. That's the only thing we have to talk about, and that's what everybody's concerned with. The president, the governors, the mayors, everybody is talking about this damn virus that has attacked all of these countries all around the world. Yep, China put a whammy on us. That's right. They sure did pull a whammy on us, and they put it out, and the world is suffering because. So that's how we are getting along. We have to learn to do without. We have to lock ourselves in and be locked down. But anyway, DJ Papa D, take us into a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
I'm Gregory Gerard, the teacher from the street. I want to talk about when I was a teacher in Compton Unified School District. So I was a chaperone at the high school prom. And I left the prom with the kids to go to the after prom. And we went to the IHOP for breakfast until like 9 o'clock in the morning. So when I left the after prom, I didn't go home. I went to my neighborhood apartment complex where my friends lived in the complex, and I went to the pool, and I hung out at the pool. So I was at the pool drinking my alcohol.
so much. It has been wonderful. Thank you, Stardust, for your wonderful hospitality. It's been a wonderful 6 years. God bless you. Thank you. Hey, my man, good to see you. Ladies, y'all are beautiful. My man, thank you. Good night, everybody. Captain, I'll see you back home in Detroit, baby. Good night, everybody.
The four tops. The legends of Motown. The four tops.
Well, you know, I was telling you a story about my teen mother, who was the mother of my baseball team that I was coaching at the park. And she was coming to the nightclub that I was DJing at. And we were hanging out real tough. I really liked her. But she was dating my buddy. So I couldn't date her. And I left her alone. I mean, I still talk to her. She was my friend. But I couldn't get close to her like I really wanted to. So she brought her girlfriend from work to the club, and she introduced me to her. And this girl looked like my mother. She was beautiful. She was tall. She was big-breasted, big booty. She had pretty hair. She had beautiful eyes. Oh, she was gorgeous. And I really liked her a lot. So I was talking to her, and we became good friends.
We were doing a fundraiser at the Playboy Club in South Las Vegas on the Strip. They had Eddie Murphy, Snoop Dogg, Cat Williams, and then I closed the show. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I walked around and I saw Eddie Murphy. He was sitting with about 10 or 15 playmates. Come on now. And I heard him say to the girls he was a playboy. And I said, I know I didn't hear you say you were a playboy. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. About no women chasing you down after you leave the TV set, the movie set. Come on now. Ain't nobody run you down after you did a stand-up comedy routine in the comedy club. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. Eddie Murphy, you ain't no playboy. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. Come on now. You can talk about it, but you can't be about it. You're not. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp got it. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You wanna see what a real pimp? want to be with a real pimp. You need to come with me. I'm G Money. I sound good. I look good. Come on now. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The band's coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I walked by Snoop Dogg and I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're married and you got four kids. And your wife would kick your butt if she found you messing around with all these playmates. Come on now. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The best guy. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. And I ran into Cat Williams, and he had about 10 or 15 playmates. And I heard him say he was a pimp. And I walked up and I said, I know I didn't hear you say you're a pimp. You're too short to be a pimp. They got women that got breasts bigger than you. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp's coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. So I told them if they wanted to be with a real playboy, they need to check me out. I'm G Money. Come on now. You want to see with a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp's coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. I'm 6'1", 220 pounds of man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. I can take it, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. And when I walked out with five playmates. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. I'm G Money. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp's coming. I can put it down, girl. Come on now. You want to see what a real pimp? You want to be with a real pimp? You need to come with me. Come on now. I'm G Money. The pimp's coming. I sound good. I look good. I'm 6'1". Come on now. 220 pounds of man. They can get their groove on with me, baby. Oh, yeah. I can do it like that. You need to check me out. You know, you need to come with G Money. Because I can take you there. And I'm the playboy extraordinaire. I can put it down, girl.
Yes, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world. This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to thank you for listening to today's radio show. I hope you told all your family and friends so they could follow along in these activities while they're being stranded at home, not able to go to work, and their kids not able to go to school. They can sit back and listen to me tell jokes and sing songs and entertain them with the best comedy on the planet. I have the best radio show worldwide. Thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for promoting my show on social media. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my engineer and playing the music and the comedy spot that you listen to on my show every day. And we'll be back for more of the show on Thursday. So we'll have today, tomorrow off, and we'll be back on the air on Thursday. So thank you for listening to today's show. I hope you had everybody's attention, and I hope you got all your friends to listen to the radio show, because we know that you're stranded at home with nothing to do. So listen to my show. I'm the funniest man on radio, and you can enjoy the show. So just sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and enjoy the show. So until Thursday, have a good evening, and I'll talk to you on Thursday at 3 o'clock. And I'm out of here. I'm G Money, and I'm gone. Peace. I was hitting that weed, and it was good.
Thank you for joining Gregory Girard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Girard at BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.